Some years ago, my wife's birthday, she was given a gift of dinner at a restaurant that is themed to look like an Air Force base during World War II. I know. So crazy. We went out to dinner because it was a gift, and we had a great time, and everybody there kind of gets into the atmosphere. You know, the dress is appropriate, wearing the Red Cross aprons like Army nurses, 1940s music, all the decorations are 40s, sort of World War II stuff. It was a lot of fun. The posters on the wall, though, reminded us of GIs of that generation, who were told not to talk about troop movements, assignments, schedules, their destination. In fact, during World War II, there was a motto that said, "Loose lips sink ships." And that's true. If word got out to the enemy, even indirectly, where the troop movements were going to be, it could very well be that that carrier would be torpedoed or hit by a kamikaze, and it could cost many lives. I'll tell you, I saw this one poster in the restaurant that haunted me for a long time. It was a drawing of a GI drowning in the ocean. He just barely got his head above water. He's desperately pointing one finger toward us and saying two words. Someone talked. Boy, that was heavy. Someone had, and he was the victim of someone's loose lips. Well, that war is long over. But loose lips? Oh, they're still causing fatalities. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about someone talked. Our word for today from the Word of God. We are in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It's a short statement, a powerful statement. It's a convicting statement. The tongue has the power of life and death. Well, that's an awesome power described in the Word of God, that you can, with a few words, deeply wound another person. In a sense, you can emotionally sink them or kill them. You can, with a few words, ruin a reputation, destroy a close relationship, maybe ruin your own reputation, or leave a scar on somebody that may never heal. I can still see that desperate image of that drowning GI shouting, "Someone talked!" Could it be you've sunk another person because you talked? You talked too much? You talked too critically? Think of the damage we do when we disobey Jesus' command to take our problems only to the person we have the problem with. Maybe we've spread the poison to other people. We've victimized our brother with our loose lips. The gossip about another person that marks their most precious possession, their reputation. Those critical words spoken behind someone's back. Those angry words that were spoken to someone's face. We can sink people's lives with our words. World War II GIs were warned not to say the things they could say because they were wanting to save lives. See, that's still an important warning. And maybe it's a time for us to pray as the Holy Spirit points us out inside us. Lord, help me to stop this tongue of mine before more hurting words come out. The tongue has the power of life and death. Loose lips do sink ships and people. May we never be the guilty party to the sinking of another person. To be that someone who talked, but someone who knew better.
Hey friend, discover the power of your hope story. When we get to the finish line of our lives, we want to say, "I made a difference." You can. Many lives can be touched by your life forever. God wants to use your influence in the lives of lost people around you to help them be in heaven with you someday. That's where your story comes in. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.